Diane Fossey became famous when her photo was on the front cover of the National Geographic magazine in January 1970. She was holding two baby gorillas. Diane was born in San Francisco, USA. After her university studies, she went to Africa, where she decided to protect the mountain gorillas on the Rwanda-Congo border. This is an article from an old newspaper from the 1970s.
I am looking after this baby gorilla. Poachers have killed 10 gorillas. That was the whole family group who was defending him. The poachers were only interested in the baby gorilla. They have received money to get young gorillas from the forests and sell them to zoos in Europe and America. This is how it happens. European and American zoos contact forest rangers in Africa and ask them to find baby gorillas. The park rangers then contact poachers. Poachers then kill adult gorillas to steal their babies. The poachers have looked after this baby gorilla very badly. They tied its hands and feet with metal wire. The wire has hurt its skin. It has also received very little food and no water. I have spoken to the park ranger. I don't want this baby gorilla to leave Africa. It must go back to the forest. However, I know, because the zoo has paid the ranger, it will leave Africa and go to a zoo in America or Europe. The only thing I must do now is to make sure the baby gorilla is in good health before it leaves. If we don't stop this traffic of baby gorillas, there won't be any gorillas left soon.
Diane Fossey continued her work with gorillas for many years, and because of her work, she has saved this animal species from extinction.